Okay. Do you remember this is about how they make food on planet Earth? Do you remember I told you how the spiritual form creates matter? Yes, and because of the spiritual form creates matter, it also started to create plants and animals and you know, RNA and DNA and lightning and everything about that. The spiritual form, as it makes things, the energy is around it. Or, you know, the plant, as a plant grow, it has the spiritual form energy around it. As you are growing from a baby, the spiritual form is in the baby, it's you. So everything have the spiritual form, this creation, this creative energy. It's like an aura, okay? You understand that? Do you know what an aura is? Aura. Okay. You know what? So, here's what they do. They have found a way to decode this spiritual energy that is around the food. So when they want food, they just stand in front of a computer, okay? And then they just think about what they will have, and the computer is a special computer that knows what you are thinking by some devices like dielectric crystal stone or something. And what happens is that this machine or this device, it has a half moon circle into the wall, like almost like it was a microwave oven built into the wall. Okay, you know a microwave oven? Yeah, you know, and it's like a half moon into the wall. I've seen this at Planet Era in an apartment. It's a half circle like this into the wall, very beautiful, and when the computer then knows what food you want to have, because they have a database inside the computer that contains every information about every atom and everything. So it's an atom copying machine. So when the computer knows what you are thinking about, what you want to have as food, this atom copying machine is printing out food. So it's actually not printing it. The food is just there, boof. There, and there is the food is in this half moon into the wall. It's just poof, and there it is. Because they are recreating the matter because of they have decoded the spiritual form of that energy that is our own meat and whatever you want to eat has a sort of speak energy to it, a plant or if you want to have salad or something like that, because of the fact that the spiritual form is the creator of everything. Okay, the matter and life and everything, they have, sort of speak, back-engineered how the spiritual form makes everything. So they know about how the spiritual form makes everything, but they just speed up the process. So that when they know everything about this, how the creation is doing everything, the spiritual form, how it's created, the spiritual form creates atoms and so forth. When they have back-engineered that to know how everything is done, they can do that in just a millionth of a second when the technology is perfected. As the Pleiades have perfected this technology, so they don't need to go buy food in their stores. There is no stores. They just go go in front of the computer and just think about the food they want, and the food comes out of this machine. And I think that is not so amazing. It sounds amazing, but when you think about it, it's not so amazing. If you just know how the spiritual form creates matter, how the spiritual form creates the matter in the universe and life and everything, when you find out how that process goes, okay? When you figure out that, it's not a problem to copy a finger or something, or food or whatever. They can, if you cut your hand off like this, okay? The hand will lie on the floor or on the ground, and you just take that hand in a box, okay? And that hand have a spiritual energy around it, okay? And that spiritual energy there contains the codes for, in sort of speak, the codes for the structure of that matter, or that hand, if you like. So then you just put your other hand, the cutted hand is in the scanner, and then you just put the other hand, the other part of your hand in another machine. And in less than a second, your hand is back on. But the old hand is still in the box. They just copied the hand. So you have a new hand on, but the old hand is still in the box. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. But maybe not. Maybe it's not so amazing. Maybe it's only logic. I find this logical. And I find it amazing, yes, to the terms of how the technology is here. So if you, at the statement of how it is here and there, it's wow and it's amazing. But really, if you think about it, it's not that amazing. It's not that amazing at all. It's logic. You know about, I already told you, my love, about 222-555-777. Already told you how the universe was born, and I already told you about how life was formed, and everything. You already know everything, okay? So, yeah, good. Too bad I can't hear you. You have to buy a mic anyway, but, yeah, it's good you understand. Do you remember how many hours I used to get you to understand how the universe was born and how a life was formed? I think I must have used it like 2 hours. Maybe less than 2 hours. Yeah, and you didn't know anything about this before. You did believe in God, and you still do, and that's okay by me. But it's very, very rare that I can explain to someone that believes in God that there was a God that created everything. In a sort of way, everybody is God then, you know, because the spiritual form is the creator of everything. So, you know, it's pretty cool that anyway, but do you understand now how they make food at Planet Era? Do you understand the process? You don't understand the process? Well, I don't know the process for sure, but I have this very, very strong suggestion that the process in the machine did I teach you about dematerializing? Yeah, I did. You know, if energy can be, matter can be dematerialized, okay? And just be energy. If you have matter become energy, then if you can do that, then you know the process to reverse that process. Okay? So, because of the energy from the spiritual form around these plants and your hand and or whatever in nature have a spiritual form energy. So if you know to back process this process, okay, then you just have this understandable machine that understands this process, that sort of speak. I think I know how it's done because I think they are turning I think they are turning the gravity axis of the spiritual form, because the spiritual form is a part of the green resonance of the gravity, green and blue, and that makes sense. So what I think they just turn the axis of the gravity 90 degrees offset, and then you are creating matter from energy. And if you know the energy, if you know what type of energy to create matter of, you will create the correct matter by switching the gravity axle or the spiritual form axis of 90 degrees offset, if you like. And then that's like turn a switch. So you reverse the process, so to speak. Do you understand it now? They are reversing the process, but it's done control it. So that because the machine understands the spiritual form's energy, it decodes this energy, okay? And then it will print out this energy, but not in energy. Yeah, of course it's energy, but it's in matter. It's like if you think you will have a pizza on planet Era, you just stand in front of this machine, and the food will be served, just like that. The pizza will come out from this machine, from thin air. And it sounds like a fantasy, but really, if you have the logic capacity to think this really carefully through, then this is not so strange at all. This becomes very logical. If you just know how to decode the energy through a machine that knows what to do with this energy, and read this energy. If you just then can use that energy to reverse the process from energy to create matter, then it's not a problem. You know, it will be food, right, served right away. I can tell you about something very strange that happened to me. It was the 24th of September. I will check that on my calendar just to be sure. Yeah, it was 24th September at about 5 or 6 in the morning. And then I did write very, very long letter. And I don't know what happened, but anyway, I will continue. Call you up again. Okay. Well, that will be it for today. I'm already at 14 minutes or over. Hush. Okay, you are back soon. I was busy thinking, talking to you, my love. Oh, no. Maybe maybe someone don't want me to talk about this to you. I think I don't know. Okay. Now we are back online again. Oh, there you are. Okay. Cool. That's nice. Well, can you? I forget where I was to tell. Do you remember what the last thing I said was? Okay. Okay, I just start with something because I don't remember where I ended when the call ended. But anyway, let me see. What are you typing? Yes, the bar mic. you don't need to, but that's the sign of the old age. Oh my darling, you are funny today. Okay, yeah, that's a sign of thinking too much, if you ask me. How's your leg? Oh, painful. I'm sorry. Try to massage it, that's what you do. Anyway, I think I was, I'm not sure, but I think I was something about the process of dematerializing matter is not a big problem, actually. You just need to know how the spiritual form created matter in the first place, and when you know that, it's very easy to engineer and back engineer those processes. And when you know all those processes, you have learned it so very well, you know how the atomical structure works and everything. I think that it's very, very easy, and I think that it's very, very logic too. But of course, you have to understand some fundamental things before it can become logical to you. You can't just understand it by just aha. You know, you need to know some fundamental things, and I already told you about those things, and that has to do with 2225557777, and that is the creation of universe is 222. The creation of matter, 555, and the evolution of matter and the spiritual form in one at 777. So, you know, and here's the deal. You know what? When you sort of speak, know everything about this. It's plain, simple logic. Very, very plain, simple logic. And I think I can get you to understand this someday, but maybe not over Skype. And it's very hard for me to explain this, but especially when I do not fully 100% understand how this machine works, but I understand the fundamentals of the machine. And I have a strong intuition about the function of the machine. But it wouldn't be nice to have a machine like that on this planet. You get all the food you need just by go to that machine and stand in front of that machine, and the machine will scan your thinking and know what food you want to have, and then this machine is printing out this food like in Parameter or whatever, in Astroscope or whatever you call it, like a printer, almost like a printer, but this will not print it. It will just happen like in a millionth of a second. It will just be there like poof, you understand? Because energy has the speed of light, the light speed, or even faster, because the spiritual form have the speed of of light speed in the fourth potential. Okay? So that means it's the faster than speed of light, and therefore you will have the fruit served on in that machine faster than the speed of light. So you will not see it is there, okay? Okay, this is hopeless, but we are getting disconnected all the time when I'm talking about this kind of stuff. It's like I am not allowed to tell about this to anybody. And same last night when I did make a friend of me film me on YouTube. Soon I started to talk about this kind of stuff. The Skype, they go off all the time. Like every 30 seconds or so. But anyway, when I speak normal, like normal things like earthlings, I can speak for hours on Skype. And for some reason, when I start speak about these things, like how they make food at planet Era, and everything about planet Era, you know, pictures I have in my head when I have been visiting planet Era. Or wherever that picture in my head I can see is from, I don't know for sure, but I can see. I have this picture in my head now. It's the same picture I had for years. I can see a beam ship right up over my head. And I can see that there is, I'm at a hill. I'm at the hill, and I can see three alien human beings. They have this strange dress on, and I can see that there is a strange host there, and so forth. So I know I have been somewhere, but not at this planet. So anyway, we are back. I think I will end this recording now because I am at 22 minutes. Maybe it should go on to 30 minutes, then I get 3 movie clips. What more do you want to know about Planet Era? If I was there, I will massage you. I will do you very, very good, and I will absolutely massage your leg. You are sexy. You are a very, very sexy lady. Wow. Yeah. I will make you feel so good when if I was there, that's for sure. I will have licked both of your lips at, you know, by crazy. First in the top floor and then in the lower floor. And I love both the lips in lower and higher floors. So that would be just great. And I'm recording this and it will go up to YouTube. But nobody knows who you are, so that doesn't matter. Okay? I have not said your name yet, so it doesn't matter. But it will go up to YouTube. Yeah, I'm a Norwegian Viking. We are a little bit nuts, but that doesn't mean we are lying about playouts and alien life and so forth. I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the true story about playouts and the technology. Maybe I can just go on with telling you something about Planet Era. Just for they have this cool. Trains underground in a tube that is not touching the tube. The top speed of that train is about 2,000 kilometers per hour. And in the streets, if you're going somewhere, You can just go into a sort of a telephone stand. Okay, it's like a, it's not a telephone, but sort of speak a telephone. And then the machine or this telephone stand is scanning your brain where you want to go, and then a taxi will come and get you. And when this taxi comes, this taxi don't have wheels, don't have any moving parts or whatever. It's floating in the air, okay? It has no driver. It drives itself because it has scanned your brain, so it knows where you go are going. You don't need to say nothing. You just stand in front of this machine. The machine will scan your brain. And the taxi, when it comes, it will know where you will go. So when the taxi comes, you are beamed on board of the craft. You don't need to move anywhere. You just stand there, and when the taxi comes, you are beamed on board of the craft, and the taxi will take you where you will go. Isn't that cool? Do you want to know about the robots on planet Earth? They look like us. The robot looks like us. They are so like us. You can't see the difference. So their technology is so so advanced that they don't need to, so to speak, have a money system, because they don't need to work, but they do work. They do work to evolve. They do work to create more advanced things and so forth. So everybody works there, but they have robots that do a lot of things for them then. And they have all the food they need because of atom copying machines and whatever you name it. It just copy the food you want to, or if you call it atom copying machine. It will probably be the best. I don't know what they call it, but atom copying is probably the best term I can use. So, and the culture of the playouts, they do not have a money system. And if someone tries to indicate at planet Era that now that this plant is mine and not yours, and if you want to have a piece of my plant, you have to pay for it, that will be considered sick. You will end up in a psychiatric home, because you will be considered to be a sick man or a sick woman if you say that you have to pay for this. They will think you are nuts. They don't have money on their planet, and they don't have government. Instead, they have a system of free will, and you basically do what you want to do with responsibility. And that is great, okay? That's very great. You don't need to have these rules that the government put out to you all the time, okay? That is absurd. Why should we have rules to go out there all the time? Why can't we have a free will thing? And free will with responsibility, that would be the perfect word here, okay? You do what you want, but you have responsibility what you are doing. So I need to have rules. Government wants to control us in every way, you know, so that's why we have rules, because the government is fooling us to believe that that we must have rules. But in the first place, the reason why we have rules is because of them. And the reason that the rules is there is because of their own system makes the world a wild place to live because of money, because they will fight for money. And when the system is growing, like, you know, from past, you know, people start to get greedy, and, you know, you have to make the rules for everything because of money. You can't steal, you can't eat, and you,
the players don't have thieves or stealing people because there is no money. If you take away the money system, you will have peace on this planet. You have totally peace on this planet if you take away the money system. Because the money system is that's like a big time limitation for everything. It limitates you to evolve. It limitates you to you can't do something without need money. And that's fucking stupid. You can I can't make a fucking oil unity generator in my lab without need money. That's fucking stupid. I can't evolve without have this money, and that is so extremely stupid that I don't know what to say about it. I'm just feeling angry about it. I feel like a chainsaw that wants to start, you know, like I'm not that angry about it, but I feel like I want to be angry, but I have control to not make myself angry. But I feel like I'm almost there to get angry when I'm thinking about money and the government and that sort of things. That's stupid. And you know, they fool people to believe that this way that they have is the only way to live. And you have to vote for me because I have a better idea than the other politician, than that dude, you know. And that's fucking bullshit. You're fooled to believe that this way is the only one. But because of everyone don't have the same opinion, they have more parties. They have not only one politician party, they have many. So everybody can choose, you know. So you fit. So they are having these extremely good psychiatric people that knows at all times what the politician should have as a team, you know, as a theme. You know, and they make groups about this. They make politician groups that have these different opinions. So everybody can be happy and have something to have a choosing. You can choice. You have these many different choices that fit these many different opinions in the society. So there is nobody protesting because every politician group, try to fit into all these opinions, so everybody will be happy because everybody then have the option to choose the different parties in the politician world, in the government. And they are smart, but they are primitive in their head. They want you to be as primitive as them. They are. But the players, they drop this stupidness. Like, I think it's 22,000 years ago, I'm not sure, but I think it's 22,000 years ago, I'm not sure, but I think it is that 22,000 years ago, if I remember correctly. Anyway, your leg is sexy. Your leg is sexy. Wow. But anyway, wouldn't it be nice if we just say just 1 million or maybe 1 billion people just say to the government, "Hey, fuck off, we want to control this ourselves. We don't want to have you anymore. We have the right to have free will. We have the right to do what we have the right to live a life on this planet without need to pay for it. Why should you need to pay for live on the same planet that you are born on? Why? Why should anybody need to pay to be alive on the same planet you are born on? That doesn't make sense anywhere. Don't you agree? Holy cow. And that this system people have been fooled to believe in this system for 10,000 years now. It's time to wake up. This can't continue like this anymore. This is sick. And I know that 2012 will do the change, because I know that we have help from the stars and so on. And I think that my task that I have been delivered out will be a good one, but I will have some good time doing it, and it will have some trouble time doing it. Trouble times will be there, but I will enjoy doing this trouble time. And sometimes it will be like fun doing it. So I will do this. I will teach the word about playouts. After 2012, I will start to travel around and do that, based on free will, based on interest, and based on that this world needs to know about the playouts, because they are good people, and they are our ancestors. They are the reason we are on this planet. We are the aliens of this planet. Correct? Yes, it is correct. And I have to tell you this because I know you believe in God, my dear darling. I have to tell this because I record it. God is just a misunderstanding. I'm sorry, I have to say this to you, but because I'm recording, I have to say it, because that is the message I will give to the world in all time, that the God belief system is in fact a misunderstanding. And today it is used as a part of controlling people. I hope you're not crying now, my dear, but that is the fact. And I don't want to change your opinion about that there is a God, but because I'm recording it, I have to tell it, because this will be on YouTube anyway. And we have proof, picture proof, that you can see flying discs in pictures that is 2,000 years old or whatever, or in stone gravitation, no, not gravitation, but in stone, we can see it, we have flying discs, and that stone is like 4,500 years old, and you can see helicopters and flying discs and whatever, and airplanes and whatever. And that is in Egypt, in Giza plateau. That is a stone there that you can see a flying disc and a helicopter and an airplane and so forth. And that stone is like 4,500 years old, if I'm correct. I hope so. At least over 2,000 years old. And that stone, or that picture of a stone with the flying disc and helicopter, that is on a pharaoh. You know pharaohs? You know pharaoh? The people that ruled Egypt before? They was the king of wisdom, the gods of wisdom. Okay? And they was the people that come from the stars. They was Ishvish. The Ishvish people was the god of wisdom. And they called themselves Ishvish, but later people called them gods of wisdom, that later translated to be gods. Because they didn't know so much. That's the story. But we have people on this planet in bones that have lived here before. If just the carbon dating machine was working properly, because it's not measuring very, very correctly. It's one zero wrong. The carbon dating machine, if it's very, very old, it's 1-0 wrong. So some of the bones we have here on this planet, the humans from those bones there, those those human lived for over 1,000 years. We even have bones in store at somewhere on this planet, that the lifespan of that being, or that human, was more than 2,500 years old before he died. But the carbon dating system today, the carbon dating, is not accurate. It's not showing correct numbers. And besides that, the carbon dating cannot show how old the person become exactly. So if one person lived 1,000 years and the bones was 1,000 years old before that human body died, the carbon dating machine can't read that correctly. So they don't know, but there is bones of humans that have lived for more than 2,500 years at this planet today. But they don't know it yet. The people that have these bones don't know it yet. Because their machine of measurements, like the carbon dating machine, can't do this exactly. It's a very, very inaccurate, it's not a very perfect machine, the carbon dating. Yeah, of course, the scientists that made it and the scientists that follow this pact about this machine, oh, it's a great, it's so great, holy cow. Yeah, we are so great, holy fucking cow. That's only because they have big ego and can see that other people is smarter than them. They are the top of the world, and they are the smartest one. Holy cow. That's simply not true. They are the lowest scum and the lowest life forms of this planet. The normal general science community is the worst scum on this planet, because they have a spiritual evolution that is close to a plant or animal. And they don't know it yet. And, you know, they're saying to everybody, yeah, what we are saying is correct, and if it's not correct, then prove it, okay? Well, I don't have the money to prove it in the first place, because the money is the limitation for prove it in the first place. So, sorry, dude, I can't prove it. I need the money that I don't want to have, because I hate money. Sorry, dude. But, you know, they are very, very, I don't know what to call them, but they are so big on their hats. So big on their hats. They think that everything they say is correct. In fact, it's not. Maybe only 10% of what they are saying, the general science community, is correct. The rest is guesswork, based on primitive minds. You know what? You know what the purpose of the scientist community is, the general scientist community is? I tell you, they are hired to be there, like the system of the government. They are like, it's part of the system, so they are there to make sure that we are not evolving, because they have made sure that the scientist community is not going to evolve. They are stagnation. They can't evolve because they don't know the higher self. They don't know about spiritual form. They don't know about things of that kind of nature. So they are here to tell you, everybody, oh yeah, that is not possible. That is not possible. And over unity, free energy, no, that is not possible. But there's a reason for that, because if they was not there by the government, the government would cease to exist long time ago. Because of the general scientist community, we are still very primitive. It had not been for those stupid people there, we will have evolved so much that we will have evolved to reach the planet era sometime in 1998, 1996 or 1998 or so. We will have the technology to travel to other stars now. If it had not been for those primitive, stupid, primitive plant races of the government and the scientist community. And you have this figure, you have this person, Michio Kaku. Holy cow, isn't he a hot shot? Holy cow, he's one of the most popular persons in along with the government people to use as a fucking cunning in the news media to say, now this is not possible, and maybe this is possible, but we think, now it will not happen in like a 1,000 years or so. And when 1,000 years is gone, oh, you say, oh, now I am 1,000 years more, and so forth. This is like a scam. I get so angry. I don't think I can continue more about this because I get very angry now. Because my anger is about those guys or dudes in the scientist community. They are so blind, and the government take advantage of their blindness and fool us with bullshit all the time. I think I have to stop. I get angry. But I have it on tape. I said what I want to say, and I will make more sound recordings and more videos. And possibly I will make videos about how the universe was born and how to fly faster than light speed. I think I will do that because it's very exciting to tell about. Just need to rest a bit to collect my thinking, and because it's very hard to explain. So I have to have a rest for like a week and just relax. Maybe lick some pussy and get to be able to do that. Let me see. Maybe I have to travel and to you and we have some good time together, you know. Anyway, I end this now.